FM. One of the stories that I must admit left me puzzled, amused as well over the weekend. There is a crisis committee by the of the ANC Youth League that is taking the ANC to court, seeking an order to declare this provisional structure running the Youth League as illegal. Edwin Nsidi is Eyewitness News reporter joining us on the line on that story. Edwin, thank you very much for making time. Please help me understand, who's who? Is the ANC suing itself?
It appears so, I have to say. Well, yesterday there was a press conference by the group calling itself the ANC Youth League Crisis Committee. And the group held a press conference outside the Lithuli House. They were saying that this is a symbol that they've been left out of the cold by the mother body of the party. You would know that last year in June what transpired is that, the national bodies of the ANC were dissolved by the top structure, saying that, you know what, you guys, your time is over. Now it's time for us now to take over the control of the organization in order for us to lead it to the elective conference come next year, January. So they are basically saying this group that is calling itself the Crisis Committee, the ANC Youth League Crisis Committee, they are drawn from all 9 provinces. So basically what they were saying is that that structure is basically the structure that is called the National Youth Task Team. It's illegal, taking into account that those people who are on that structure, they have reached the expiry date. There are no more young people. So basically what they are saying is that, they are questioning the illegality, what they call the illegality of the structure, saying that, you know, how could you place, people who are older, people who are not, who are not young people to that structure. So basically what they are saying is that we want to reclaim our organization, so it's time for you guys to go. So what they told us is that they are currently preparing court papers in an effort to interdict that particular structure in order for them to be able to lead their organization.
A couple of issues there, Edwin. In looking at the makeup of that that team that has been set up, and rightfully so, the argument that these are old people, at least in relation to the age that you're supposed to be an ANC Youth League member, correct members, Zizikoto, Amalusi Kigaba, Fikile Mbalula, yes, amongst others. But the question that I have is, when this team that is made up of these individuals, including your Pule Mabe, and that's another conversation as to why he's there in the first place, considering he was the ANC. But anyway, let's move on. But the point, though, is how is it that this issue of the age of these individuals is coming up now, when by the time it was established then already, they were well past the ANC Youth League age?
Well, that question was raised at yesterday's press conference, and what they said to us is that the reason why now they will be approaching courts in an attempt to get rid of this NYTT structure, that they've been, you know what, they are saying that we have exhausted all the avenues. We have approached the Secretary General, we have approached the NEC, but nothing is coming forth. So they are saying that, you know what, we have done all what we can. So this is our last hope, that the courts will come in between and allows us the opportunity to be able to lead our movement that we are trying to reclaim at this stage. So to answer your question directly, is that they are saying that, you know what, we have exhausted all the internal processes, but nothing is forthcoming. So they are saying that they are not being taken seriously by the NEC as well as the top 6 of the ANC.
In looking at the mandate of that NYTT, one of them being, if I remember correctly, they were supposed to have set up a National Youth League Conference no later than the 31st of January 2020. Do we know from the mother body or even the NYTT as to why that was not done?
Well, at this stage, we don't know. But interestingly, you bring in that question. I specifically asked the ANC spokesperson, Pule Mabe, today during a protest by Free State ANC members as to, what is going on, in this thing. So his short answer, in fact, it was a long answer, but what I picked up from his answer was that they don't recognize that particular structure. So, as you can see, it's ANC versus the ANC.
Is there even a youth league that one can speak of when looking at the structures across the country, Edwin?
No. There's no ANC Youth League according to them. Because apparently what we were told yesterday is that even the PE structures have been dissolved. So what they are saying is that please remove those illegal PEC structures. They are basically saying that we want to occupy our positions. So to them, there's no ANC youth league that is existing except this so-called, what they call the elders who have no interest in their affairs. That is what they told us, that these people don't have interest in our affairs because they are old, they've expired, and now we want to reclaim our own organizations.
Let's leave it at that. Edwin Nsidi is Eyewitness News reporter coming out of Johannesburg. Isn't that something?